The issues of place is the exhibition's title and its intent. And so, of course, we want to acknowledge the place where the tribes have always been, you know, and Kansas and the University of Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas is a new thing. It's not very old at all. And so we look back at the tribes that have always been here, and then a series of those tribes have reservations in Kansas. So I acknowledge the ones that have reservations. People say there's no reservations in Kansas, or there's no, but there are. You know, they're mainly up north toward the Nebraska border, you know. They're very small. I do go back and try to do some revisionist history with naming, you know. And I can't do that every time because people will lose the word I'm getting at. But the Second Fox word is pronounced in their language on the sign panel. It doesn't say Second Fox. You know, so I actually researched the name and used their indigenous name for themselves. And then people look at that and say, well, what is that? Again, what does that mean? Well, then they figure it out. Whoa, that's Second Fox is what we called them. You know, and there's a sack and there's a fog. There's two different things, but that's what we called them, but then that's not what they were. You know, they have their own name for themselves, as Cheyennes do too. Cheyenne doesn't even exist as a word. You know, Arapaho doesn't either. So I have to kind of make some corrections as I go along. But if I did that totally, no one would know they're Indian tribes. So I have to balance it with names they know, and then put in a name maybe they don't know that they can learn about. You know, Cheyenne is Tatistas, and Arapaho is Hainanaena. So all the tribes have the real correct name. Then they have the mistaken name the white people called them. And then, of course, with that, you had this huge amnesia in all of America of knowing who are the tribes that were who are underfoot, that have been here for thousands of years or hundreds of years, and usually people don't know who they are. Yeah, it goes into this agency question of being Native or tribal, but not a Native American pan-Indian type of scheme. So we're all from separate individual nations, but yet America thinks of us as like a race of people, you know, and we're not a race of people. We're like, you know, 1,000 nations of people. You know, there's so much strife and need for social justice, but you have to puncture the barrier, which is the dominant culture society, and then work your way into it. But somehow you got to get in there, you know. So it's not a matter of just standing, you know, adjacent to it and hoping it gets better or facing them down. It's like you have to break through it, and so. This public art is an intervention. You know, America has to be shaken, and they have to really to see, you know, how they can acknowledge the tribal people, and that's why the word's backwards to show them to look at their past differently, but it's also a subversive, you know, act to turn them around, and so you have to be more proactive, you know, in what we give the American public and be a little more aggressive and. But also leave some room to be inquisitive, have them interpret what we make, but make that puncture is very important.